Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
No surprise, they want to do more Top Guns, huh, Dean?
Yeah, they're talking about a third Top Gun movie now because, you know, the performance of the second movie is through the roof. It came in third at the box office this past weekend, took in the total take now just in the U.S. is $600 million in, what, 6 weeks maybe, something like that, since the movie's come out. It's over $1 billion worldwide. But Miles Teller, who plays one of the young pilots in the movie, said in an interview that Tom Cruise is already, you know, beginning plans for a third Top Gun movie. So, you know, a couple of years maybe. Hopefully there's no delays like there were on this one because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Thor cleaned up despite everybody saying it's not a great movie.
Yeah, right? it opened really to, you know, fair to poor reviews. I know that because I spent all weekend getting texts and emails and tweets from Super Marvel fans who think I'm the worst person in the world because I gave my opinion about the movie. Apparently, I'm just supposed to love a Marvel movie no matter what kind of junk they put out there.
Well, you weren't the only one.
I was definitely not the only one, but it's just so funny. I mean, these are kids who are responding, who are, you know, big Marvel fans. So, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion on this, but it cleaned up. It made $143 million in the U.S. For its opening weekend, $302 million worldwide. That's the 12th best opening for a Marvel movie and the second biggest opening for a movie this year behind Doctor Strange. So, you know, kids, you won. It was the number one movie there. You happy? Happy now? Get off my back.
What's the latest on Shawn Mendes?
Shawn Mendes, you know, super popular pop singer, was starting a world tour. He had, you know, gotten off of the road for a while. He's been performing really since he was a teenager. But he stopped his world tour saying it's for his own mental health. He says he's putting the next 3 weeks of his concert dates on hold until further notice, saying that it's always been difficult to be on the road, to be away from family and friends. He thought he was ready to dive back into it all, and unfortunately, the toll of being on the road, he said, and the pressure caught up with me, and I hit a breaking point. I need to take some time off to heal and take care of myself and my mental health first and foremost. He broke up with a singer, Camila Cabello. They were just the cutest couple forever. But last November, they broke up. We don't know if this has anything to do with that or not. But he very wisely is going to do some work on himself for a little while, and hopefully he's well soon. He was supposed to perform at the Allstate Arena this coming Friday. So that show has been postponed. They haven't announced new dates yet. But if you're holding tickets for that, you may want to contact your point of purchase to see what in the heck's going on with that.
What's going on with Santana now? Has that tour been canceled?
It has not been canceled. Last week we told you about how Carlos Santana actually collapsed on stage while he was performing, was taken to the hospital. Turns out it was heat exhaustion and dehydration. His wife says that he's doing better, but they want to wait until he's 100% before they put, you know, let him go back on stage again. So they've already canceled a few shows, and they've now have announced six more shows that have been postponed, canceled, until they know exactly what's going on. But they hope to have him back up on stage by July 23rd. He is touring with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You imagine what an amazing show that must be.
Yeah.
Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire, they were supposed to be at Milwaukee Summerfest last night, but that was canceled. So, you know, we'll keep you posted as we hear more about it. They don't have any Chicago dates coming up anytime soon, but we'll keep you posted nonetheless. He is 75 years old, by the way.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. Sad news about Oprah's dad today, Dean.
Yeah, she went down to Nashville where he ran a barbershop for like 50 years to celebrate her dad named Vernon. They had a Vernon Winfrey Appreciation Day on the 4th of July there, a huge barbecue for, you know, everybody who was available to come in. He passed away over the weekend. He had been suffering from cancer. And Oprah said in a tweet that she was honored to be able to be among the family present in the room, being with him as he took his last breath. Our condolences to Oprah and her family.
Better news, happier news from the Eddie Murphy family. Big wedding, huh?
Big wedding over the weekend with the Murphy family. Eddie's oldest daughter, Bria, got married in Beverly Hills. Married actor Michael Xavier. They said their vows in a very private, very intimate ceremony in front of 250 people. Can you call it intimate and 250 people in the same sentence? Really, that doesn't seem very intimate
for them.
To me, maybe it's possible, but some beautiful pictures that they posted online. She was a very, very beautiful bride. And congratulations to them.
George Takei has certainly had a busy life after Star Trek, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Actually, a busy life even before Star Trek. We had a great conversation with him about his career, in which he talked about his early... one of the voices in this new movie called Paws of Fury. And, you know, I asked him about being a voice actor in this movie. He said he actually started his career as a voice actor. He was one of those guys from the old Japanese horror movies from the 1950s that would dub the Japanese spoken parts of the movie
wow.
into English. Huh. Because he, of course, is Japanese American, which also ties into this other clip that we're going to run, where he talks about his being an activist. Mm-hmm. If you follow George Takei online, he holds nothing back. He is, he's 85 years old. He's more active on social media than most 20-year-olds, constantly sharing his opinions. And I asked him why he does that, and does he get flack about it? And he said, people online can say whatever they want. There's no consequence. That's one of the downsides of it all. But he explained that his activism now is because of something that he went through when he was just a little boy.
I found it necessary for me throughout my life to be an activist because as a five-year-old child, American child, Japanese-American child, I was imprisoned by the American government simply for looking like this. My grandparents came from Japan. My mother was born in Sacramento. My father was a San Franciscan. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. And yet, after Pearl Harbor, simply because we looked like this, we were categorized as enemy alien with no charge, no trial, no due process. 120,000 Japanese Americans on the West Coast were imprisoned. And I feel that is absolutely essential for good citizens to speak up.
Yeah, so it all comes from the fact that he does not want to see any people ever again treated the way he and his family and so many Japanese Americans were during World War II. So it's a long time coming, his activism.
Sorry. Yeah, he was in an internment camp with his family. Next time you interview him, Dean, ask him, how is he getting along with William Shatner these days? And then sit back and relax, and you'll be entertained. I don't think there's any love lost.
We started the interview, and I just said, I enjoy reading you online on Twitter because you hold nothing back. He talked for 5 minutes about his activism online.
Uh-huh.
And then finally somebody from the studio jumped in and said, are you going to talk about this movie at all?
Yeah.
So I threw in one question about the movie, but because I found, you know, his, you know, being 5 years old in an internment camp, and, you know, what he and his family and other Japanese Americans went through, so interesting.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, the studio is like, Paws of Fury, mention it often.
Yeah, he doesn't, as you say, does not hold back on anything.
Yeah.
And that's a good interview. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.